Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, let me take a second. This is always one of my favorite times to remind everybody. Special thanks to our newest member of the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales. Every home, building, business, or municipality relies on the movement of the pumps Kentuckiana Pump Sales provides. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should think Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Harold, Mark, they'll help you out. Get exactly the pump you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, any type of pump. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana. You can give them a call at 812-725-9217 or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
We go to the gym and get a pump. Pump muscles. Kenny Payne and Louisville basketball are back in action tonight, hosting Maryland. Pre-game coverage starts beginning at 5:30 with tip-off at 7 on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Then directly following the game, Paul Rogers and the network post-game. It's a Miller Lite post-game. After that, with Ethan Moore, we'll take your calls, text here from Kenny Payne. It's all tonight on 93.9 The Ville.
Come on, y'all. Give Ethan some and good ESPN to talk about. Louisville app. Larry, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yes, sir. Forgive me if y'all have covered this already. I just started listening. But no, I'd worries. Like your comments on the LSU situation. I've seen where they fired Will Wade. All the scholarship players left.
Mm-hmm.
They brought the guy in from Murray, I think. Brought in 11 new players. The last I looked, they were like 5-0 with 11 new players. If I ever hear the word culture again, my head's going to explode. I think it's another C word called coaching. How can he bring 11 new players and have the right culture, and we can't? Thank you. Go Cards.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call.
I'll tell you, part of it is you'll play UMKC, Arkansas State, New Orleans, Illinois State, Akron, lose to K-State, beat Wofford. That's part of it.
Or you can just say 11 scholarship or however many, they left LSU.
Mm-hmm.
They left. Then you brought your own guys in because there was an empty cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come in, Larry, and just clean the whole LSU team out. That's the difference. Reestablishing, taking teams and players that have been under a cloud of NCAA investigation and coaches getting extorted by other coaches and all kind of craziness going on. Don't look at me that way.
Allegedly.
Oh, no.
Actually, no. I don't think it's
elected. I'm pretty sure that went to court.
I'm pretty sure.
No, I do think.
It was empty cupboards. You bring a dude to start from second one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's pretty obvious. You couple that with a pretty easy schedule, and then you go and you get. I mean, LSU's played
our
one
schedule.
Game.
Easy, though.
No, it's not. I mean, not that we're beating teams. I mean, I'm not making that comparison because, I mean, we're not beating good teams. But I'm saying, like, you know, hey, if everybody had left Louisville, you know, and you'd had this and, you know, you'd had a different roster.
Yeah, his own. Okay, so.
Or you should hire the Murray State coach then.
Or that. Okay, so I went.
And y'all be just as pissed today.
I went Brandon. Listen, I went Brandon. Who's okay? I sold you.
We'd
on,
be 3-3 with the Murray State coach right now. People would be like, "Why the crap did we hire the Murray State coach?"
Right. Look what. Because we went and got wasted.
God's name.
We got wasted in Maui the same way.
We went 2-1 in Maui and dropped the game to Davenport. You know,
still would have lost to Davenport.
Yeah, we'd be 3-3, and we would all be like, "I cannot believe we went to Murray State and hired that guy."
Listen, Steve, I sold you on Brandon being the most important.
Yeah.
Sell me on the most important.
Next Jalen time. Withers. Easy for me. And here's the problem with it is Jalen's one of the ones that I lose. Okay, I do look at Kenny Payne a little side-eyed on a couple guys. Mm-hmm. And I go, why is that guy not getting better? Why is that guy not getting better? Jalen, I've watched with three different coaches. Mm-hmm. I've watched the same guy. Okay? Obviously, his best.
Wait, repeat that.
I've watched with three different coaches. Mm-hmm. I've watched about the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
His best was obviously under Coach Mac.
Mm-hmm. His best was a center.
Playing at center under Coach Mac. Yeah, with an extremely good point guard, too, really. I mean, mm-hmm. with David Johnson. And so I'm not taking that away from him either. But he's been kind of the same issues all mm-hmm. along. But here's my problem. Texter said it earlier, and I totally agree with him. Jalen Withers doesn't draw fouls. Hardly at all. That's something he should do.
Nikki, I'm visualizing mm-hmm. Jalen Withers as I'm telling stories about getting people out of slumps and teaching them to be players.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Withers is not a terrible free throw shooter. He should be at the line all the time. Jalen Withers, there are times during games, you just forget he's on the floor.
Mm.
You're like, what has he done?
At his size.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking about a kid that's 6'8", 6'9", that can shoot from the outside, that can get to the basket. I've watched him.
But 6'9".
Arguably the most athletic guy on the team.
Outside of JJ.
Yeah.
6'9" doesn't matter if you're not taking advantage in the paint, though.
Well, no, I totally agree. Yeah. I totally agree with that. And that's what I'm saying. I'm just like, for me, though, is like if you could, and I have no reason to believe it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
If he comes back next year, I'll do the same thing. I'll look at him and be like, yeah, this year, it's got to be.
This has got to be the year.
And he'll do it again to me probably. But it's one of those things for me. Like, can you imagine if Jalen Withers started getting to the basket, if Jalen Withers started to put emphasis on rebound, if like you said earlier, if Kenny Payne said, Jalen, every time you touch the ball, I need 2 feet to paint.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Or every time the shot goes up, Steve. Every mm-hmm. time the shot goes up.
Yeah.
We don't need you retreating on an offensive possession.
Yeah.
Ever. You're fast enough to catch back up with the team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I would almost literally put him out here and say, if you don't have 8 rebounds tonight, you don't play. Every game you don't have 8 rebounds.
You're not playing the next game.
You don't play the first half of the next game.
It's like a targeting.
Yeah. Like, there's no reason Jalen Withers shouldn't have 6 to 8 rebounds a game.
Yeah.
And points would come with that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Offensive, too. Not on the defensive end. The defensive part is the fundamental blocking out and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The offensive is you just got to want to go get it. If you let people box you out, you will not get an offensive
And rebound. I do agree, Texter. He's not great defensively. That's why I'm not really – but I'm kind of conceding that he's just not great defensively as far as guarding a man on the wing, you know. So I'm like – I'm with the Texters that say that. So that's why I'm like – that's why, though, you've got to give me something offensive.
I'm not.
I just don't think – he can't guard nobody on the wing.
Yes, he can.
Who? A center? Now I want to get back to center then.
See, here's the problem. He can, but he's focused on hitting three-pointers. He wants to shoot three-pointers. He wants centers to guard him.
Yeah.
So he can go around. He wants to be an NBA wing type of guy, right? But he doesn't realize your height is a disadvantage if you don't D up somebody with length. You know, like your
yeah.
Okay, the narrative around Jalen Withers.
Something he move from side to side.
He can. Listen,
chooses not to.
You want to know? You made the Chris Mack comparison, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him. Seen him lock in. You saw him against North Carolina where he gets around and he makes come up with the big blocks and the late. Mm-hmm. You know, he's sticking, you know, on switches in emergency situations. You've seen him lock down. We've got excited saying he could be the best defensive player. You know, he can be all defensive, you know, first or second team. We've seen him. He has a flaw about his defense. You know what that flaw is?
I'm listening.
Standing up too high. Just like on the offensive end, standing up too high. You can see it, and again, you would need – you remember I said you almost got to put a single coach on him to bark at him the entire game? Like, yeah. He needs a Reaganong.
Like, he needs a dad on the team. Like, I always say, people are like, why don't you coach Little League football? I'm like, because I just would want to coach my kid. I don't want to coach
everybody. Did you just say that, Steve?
Yeah. Like, I don't want to coach a bunch of, like, Little League football. Like, when you're talking, like, kids. Mm-hmm. I don't want to coach kids.
Oh, you mean, like, the bobbleheads?
Yeah. Okay. Like, or no, just, yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to coach grade school kids. Yeah. Or even, you know, when you get up into middle school, a little different. But, like, I don't want to coach elementary kids. Because I just want to coach my kid. Okay, and that, like, that's
Elijah, quarterback.
I want, it's almost like Jalen needs a dad on the team. It's like, hey, you're just stay on him all game, please. You know, just constantly talk to him.
Did he have one last year with Malik? And I'm not saying it was necessarily a
That's why he's in the position he is today.
He had like a stepdad.
Malik was his OG. Malik was his team OG. It's not a good look. Something you can't stop from happening, though.
Worked out tremendously.
Yeah. We always point to the point. Remember the Malik, you know, throw it up to me? And you cited that as kind of a...
When he would force feed the ball to Malik.
Right.
Yep. Here's the thing. You can't stop that as a coach, for real. You know, it's hard, you know. Just
well, especially when you don't have a coach. I mean, you know, you're going through a whole year where nobody knows who the coach is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was reflected in practice. I'm speculating. I wasn't there last year, but I'm sure in practice there was a lot of who's running the show here, you know, like type thing. I don't know. I do know. Okay, let me flip the script here. I do know what I do want to see.
I do know what I do know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was kind of like, I was trying to figure that out. I want to see Fabio. I've watched enough Fabio at this point where I'm like.
He can help. Or you got to tell me what he's screwing
up. I'm not saying Fabio is the season changer.
Or you got to throw him under the bus and say, Fabio's not going to clash, y'all.
Yeah, something. Yeah. Which, who cares? Play him anyways. Steve, no. I take it back. I'll sponsor Fabio. Fabio don't want to go to class.
You paid a $500.
I got Fabio
up front.
But I need to see him. I mean, every time we watch him,
I don't freak out about seeing him because, and I always get my shows mixed up. Here's why I don't freak out about seeing him.
Okay.
I want to see him. I agree with you. I don't freak out because until I use my size to be imposing on the offense and defensive end. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but what if he can help with that?
He may be able to help with the floor pressure. I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe what if he can get and I don't know. I don't know how much he
see on the offensive end.
He's different than L though.
Yeah. He's a natural facilitator.
Yeah. That's why I think maybe he could help. And I mean, at this point, you're going to have grown. I mean, bro, we're 0-6. We're well past growing pains. Yeah. So, like, give him a shot. I understand why you're not playing Devin Reed. I can watch him on the floor and go, I get that.
A little immature.
Every time Fabio comes in, like, Louisville fans aren't stupid. They're a pretty smart fan base. Every time a kid comes in, we're like, has he gotten to the lane?
Kenny Payne said, I'm not wasting this on you. I'm not gonna taint you out here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna let this negative Nancy attitude.
I know. I would like to see him tonight though, man.
Do you have a problem with that being in a Maryland game?
No. I mean, no, we got to start. Like, it's time to start. 0-6.
Do you think you will? The reason I heard.
And let me be clear. I don't hate what Hersey's doing.
Right.
It's not that.
Coach Payne was asked yesterday about basically how have you done as a coach?
Uh-huh.
And Coach Payne said, okay, I have to get, or what can you do better as a coach? And Coach Payne said, what I can do is do a better job of convincing L that I can't have 6 turnover games.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next person he said is, I have to be better at convincing Hersey Miller not to get himself in bad situations. Mm-hmm. Just be solid. Don't get yourself in any trouble, and I can leave you out there. You can be a big help. So him just mentioning those two guys, like just being under control, are his two, you know, that sounds like that's his emphasis.
Yeah.
You know, and look, to me, what he's trying to do is say, we can win through our size. You know, we can win through our size once I get these guys rebounding and attacking and passing like they're supposed to and moving off the ball like they're supposed to. I can, you know, we can win. We can start winning fast. But y'all two need to just be solid. Y'all don't have to be the playmakers. We can be playmakers off of good movement and good positioning on the floor.
But I will say at some point it turns into insanity. And I'm not saying we're there yet.
Yeah.
but at some point it turns into –
You hate Fabio.
It's just not working.
You hate Fabio.
Yeah. Like we can't look. It's not going to work.
Did Fabio?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm there yet. But listen, but
you were in practice.
I'm close.
Did Fabio?
That's tainted me on why I think Fabio should play.
But listen, his demeanor. I'll just say for me, and mm-hmm. you may not feel the same way. Fabio's demeanor is like he knows his time is coming. He doesn't have a frustration look on his face like, why not, you know? Like, he's like, all right, you know, like you can set up these little hurdles for me all you want, but I think you know he's coming. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like he didn't have a defeated, okay, like when you know the coach hates you, you turn to a whiner, you know? You woe is me. He didn't have any kind of, like, he messed up. And he knew he messed up. But he went like, I'm trying, you know. Every time he messed up, it was like, all right. Mm-hmm. All right. Every time. Would you admit that? Every single time that he was like.
I mean, probably talk back the most.
Yeah. Spoke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't say talk back.
Which I don't hate.
He'll get smacked in the mouth.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
What?
So, I mean, like, he was pushing back, but in a good way. It was more like, I'll prove it to you, he's talking about
what he's saying, you know.
Right.
You know.
Let me be clear. I just want to make this clear. I'm not saying he is the fix. Like,
right.
Oh, you play Fabio, you're going
to
start winning games.
Yeah, you want to see him play on the court, yeah.
I think to get to that point, I need to start seeing more of him. Like I said, I'm not like that with Devin Reed. I think Devin Reed can be good here. I don't think he can be this year. I've watched him play. Like, I mean, you know, he does some nice things here and there. I mean, you know, maybe there's more minutes. I mean, whatever. But Fabio, like, I'm about ready to start seeing him get some minutes. Like, I want to see him play.
Listen, I better not see Kamari Land sliding around either. Who do we have on the line, Nikki? Jerry, thanks for joining 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I might sound like old man, get off my lawn with this as well. What I would like to convince L is that winning basketball games is more important than looking good on the court. Him and that damn headband that he wears, and he has to adjust every time there's a stop and play, that also creates blinders with his hair that he has zero peripheral vision out of. Dude, how about you do something where you can see the court? That's all I got.
That's, I feel it. That's frustration.
No, I love it. No, that's Louisville. Yeah. That's what we do.
L, he said he got blinders. He's blocking his peripheral vision.
Look, I'm not mad at it. That's what we do. That's what we do here.
I like his look, but I have wondered that watching a few times. I'm like, how do you see, man? Like,
I mean, listen, there's a reason. Rick Pitino, players come in, it's like, cut your hair.
Ain't have nothing to do with blinders, Steve.
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't. I'm just saying, like, I've looked a few times.
I'm, you know, I'm 0-6 right now. I'm willing to listen to whatever.
Yeah, yeah. And I literally watched a linebacker. A linebacker. Now, you want to know, how somebody can't see. Go look at Jalen Reese-Maven dreadlocks. Listen.
Well, how many times they make playoffs?
Wasn't his fault.
No.
He led the team in turnovers.
Stole him. I'm willing to put the whole season on him. Tennessee, Detroit, Texas. He needs to get on a better team. I am all jokes aside. I'm getting tired of it.
Or just stay on the sorriest teams.
At least once. He deserves a winning season. Like, he deserves, like, go get on the team.
Get your money.
I mean, yeah, get your money, get your money. Do one final year and, like,
just stay under radar.
Dallas.
Don't let anybody see you.
Go to Chiefs. Go play for the Chiefs.
Just be a 12-year special teamer.
Has he stopped being in all the photos? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Somebody said Arkansas's team.
None but hair everywhere. Yeah, but that's different. They grew up in the South and hair. They're used to it.
Look, I'm just saying, I'm not shooting down any theories.
Any theories.
Maybe it could be the hair. I don't, you know.
And God, did I so live through it. That call.
Yeah, nobody's dyed their hair red yet.
Yeah, that call could piss me off.
I feel it.
Worry more about it.
No, I'd get pissed off. They started all dyeing their hair and stuff. I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm not ready for this. I'm not 0-6.
Yeah.
Looking like.
And just everybody else in college, like, just is like,
I'm not doing this.
There's nothing you can
taste
do about
the rainbow.
That.
Yeah, yeah, no. Yeah.
And then when recruiting time comes, we bring up that call, and then you find out, what? Kenny Payne didn't get this kid because he was going to make him cut his hair? Oh, my God. Let him wait. He got hair and he wants to. Just get him here. Quick commercial break. Last commercial break. 93.9 The Ville. Let me tell you about this super fly, dirty, dirty, third cold, muddy water, shout it, pop that if you wanna. Let me tell you about this old school, going lean, candy years and collard greens, pocket full of stone, ride clean. Let me tell you about this country. 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 Man, that Shepherdsville dude, nosiest delegation I've ever seen in my life. Steve has literally watched people get arrested.
Is someone getting arrested?
Well, he's them getting frisked.
Well, you know, I just was making sure. I was seeing what was going down.
Yeah, okay. That's what the neighborhood always says, Steve.
I was standing out there. I was like, check his butt.
I saw him eat something before.
Where did that come from? Oh, gosh.
Going over there like Dwight Schrute. Make a citizen's arrest.
Oh, God. That's what I told Marcus. I said I should have yelled at the door. Officers, do y'all need any help? No? All right. Just checking. Appreciate what y'all do. Steve Rummage, 93.9 The Ville. No, because
I'm going to need that deputy badge you have.
To my surprise, you'd be more terrified if they were like, actually, yes. Will you come out here? Like,
I was just saying that.
I don't want to help. Now, go ahead. Finish the show like that since you want to be a jackass. All right. We got on the line.
Got Keith.
Hold your microphone.
That thing shot over. I felt bad. I'm surprised you found the screw.
Yeah. Well, Keith, welcome in, man. What's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Love the show as usual, man. I want to say I love Kenny Payne. I hope he's successful at the Ville. And I'm going to start by saying this. One of the things in the conference, post-conference, that bothered me that he said is I would like to have Sidney Curry with better conditioning. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, man. You've had all year. If you're not dedicated and get to the next level as a player, you know, I'm not going to put this all on Kenny Payne and the conditioning team. No. As a player who's a captain, You should want it so bad that you're going to do anything to put yourself in the best physical position to win. So that bothers me with Sidney Curry. I don't know if it's the NIL money or what, but dude is playing lazy. Secondly, it might be time to just go ahead and just revamp the offense to meet these players where they're currently at, because the 10-pass rule to me just isn't working. It's like the guys are so concentrating on getting the 10 passes off to the point where you done ran the shot clock down so much, so you're taking bad shots, forced shots. You're not facilitating correctly to get the interior any looks. You know what I mean? I love L. Ellis, but it's just the L. Ellis show. You know what I mean? And he's got the dog in him. I'll give him that. But when are we going to get the bigs involved? When are we going to get Sidney Curry, like, facilitate and get him the ball and just let him muscle down low? You're a big dude. Muscle. You know what I mean? There's no way Bellarmine and Appalachian State and teams like that, Sidney Curry should have had 28-point games against guys like that. But, you know, other than that, go Cards. I love my team. I think we're going to get it together at some point. But, you know, that 10-pass rule frustrates me.
Appreciate the call, man.
Ask them, would they pass the ball to Sidney if you were LLs?
Well, no, but here's my thing. Here's my thing, and this is one I will say. I don't like to continue to hear the, like, Sidney Curry needs to get in shape. I'm like, well, get him in shape. Look, Sidney, you don't touch a basketball again until you get in shape. I mean, we're 0-6. Like, you know, of course now I'm being Steve. I can coach the team better than the coach right now. But, like, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, listen, don't touch a basketball if you're not going to get in shape. Like, I mean, Rick Pitino, he told Derek Character, you're done until you get to this weight. You're not playing another basketball game until you get to this weight.
Can I tell a quick Derek Character story?
Please.
So, I mean, enough time's passed. Rick's not going to make him run for it. But I remember I was working at UPS during college, and the story had just come that he'd been benched and everything. He needed to get, you know, he had a curfew, and he needed to get his weight under control. And I show up at Denny's after work. It's like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, enjoying my Heartland Scramble. And I look up, and who comes sauntering in but Derek Character? And
snitch, bro.
And I was like, my man, get you some moons over Miami. I respect it.
DC's like, I need some food, bro.
To Nikki's point, sorry about that. To Nikki's point, it doesn't matter. Like, once the kids leave campus or they leave your domicile,
yeah,
you can't stop them from going savage with food.
No, I'm not going to say what I thought he might have imbibed prior, but yeah, he just came in there with a couple friends, was completely polite, said hello to everybody, and sat down and enjoyed himself some Denny's, which, I mean, what college kid doesn't enjoy some late-night Denny's?
It's a good point. Thank you for that story, by the way, Nick.
You're welcome. One time I was at Denny's, and I was making so many jokes and working the room so well, a girl put her number on my car.
That's not true.
No, it's 100% true. Yeah,
you saw that in the movie?
No.
Yeah,
no, I was funny. Yeah. Then we went to go see Step Brothers, and I was really awkward. Now you guys believe the story. See?
So what year did Step Brothers come out, Steve?
It was about 2008, I think.
I don't for one second believe that.
It happened. Girls like me sometimes.
Okay. So it was do that. I mean, like I said, Rick told Derek Character, you're not playing another game, bro, until you get to a certain weight. So that's the one thing I'm not really gonna
Can I come in there and fix that, please?
No.
Just damn. Screw just popped out.
I told him to hold it like this and do the show.
No, I mean, yeah, you could hold it like Bruce Buffer
We're gonna do the show with bad sound.
Like, no, no, I can like come this. In there.
No.
One time it broke like that. And Andy, we're gonna put this on the mixtape. It involved myself, Magic, and Jason Anderson all putting our hands on it to try to maneuver it back into the screw.
That's six hands.
Yes.
I'm a four-hander. but you get what I'm saying? Like, I can't listen to that's the one thing I will push back on. Get him in shape.
You're making a request that he get in shape.
Get him in shape, bro. Get him in shape. Like, I don't want to hear he won't get in shape. Get him in shape or sit him on the bench. Which, and they did move to JJ in the last game. I think that'll be the starting lineup again. You know?
You think JJ's going to start?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you'll change that.
I don't, at least.
Nope, sorry.
We're fixing the mic, Marcus.
No. Thank you, but no, thank you. There's no way.
We deserve this.
There's 6 minutes of show left. This is what it's going to sound like for the rest of the show.
But put it on the record. Andy Sweeney was going to come in and fix the mic.
He did come.
Kenny Payne's going to be year seven.
Yes. and we're going to have the mic fixed.
No, you listen to crappy radio. Everybody watches this thing. Y'all watch this thing come off all the time.
It exploded. Like, I'm surprised the screw is still, like, has some rivets on it.
My eyes have gotten trained to follow the bouncing structure every time the screw pops out.
There's something to that, seriously. Like, I've got terrible eyesight, and when my contact falls out, I can still find it.
Yeah.
Even without, like, I can't see, like, cars, like, when I'm driving if I don't have my contacts. But I can find my contact just because I kind of know what it bounces or sticks to.
You know what's funny? Yeah, deal with it. You know what's funny, Steve?
What's that?
What's the end of the sniper movie where Marky Mark is just, like, out in the snow?
Shooter.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Listen. And was just the smallest glimmer across a thousand yards.
Right.
The smallest glimmer of somebody's binoculars, and he put a hole through their
through the scope.
Only because the sun just caught a little. That's like how it feels when you see a contact lens.
Yeah, no, exactly. You look for that little light blue, and then you're like, ah, there it is.
You catch one. And when it's falling out, you usually get a directional tracking, you know, like, okay.
Yeah, you feel it touch, all of a sudden your body becomes hypersensitive. All right, it fell somewhere about 3 inches to the left of my right nipple. So based on the trajectory, I think it probably bounced off this, like, cabinet.
It should be on my left side.
You turned into a forensic expert.
Probably slid up under the baseboard a little bit, and I should be able to find it right then.
What's the most, like, battlefield thing you ever did for a contact lens to save it?
A basketball court.
No, I know, but I mean, like, to clean it. I mean,
lick it.
Yeah, okay, there we go. I was going to say.
It's disgusting, too. Yeah. Off a basketball court.
Ooh, yeah.
But, God.
You know what's weird? Spit hurts less than water.
I don't think I've ever just used raw water.
Yeah, like, I don't know what it is about raw water, but it hits my eye weird. But spit? Steve, don't say any other fluids.
Somebody told me if you lick somebody's eyeball, you get rid of an eye infection.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
put that to the test.
Yeah.
Next time, one of you guys have conjunctivitis.
Somebody has pink eye.
You guys giving each other butterfly kisses?
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Okay, predictions?
No.
Oh, Steve, don't do that. Don't be a brat. Give a prediction.
Over under on segments they win tonight.
Are we doing a Chris Mack 4 segments?
Yep. They won 2 against, was it Arkansas? Did they win 2 against Arkansas?
No. I mean, no.
No, I thought they did.
They won 2 segments? Maybe they
did. I think they won 2 segments in Arkansas.
Yeah, they probably did. Never mind. I'm thinking I'm not thinking in quadrants. I'm thinking in halves. Yeah, that's fair.
So over, under 1.5 segments?
Somebody said, Nick, that's a lie.
What? Me spitting on a contact lens? Do it all the time.
No, I think the eye infection thing that you just blatantly made up.
I didn't make it up. Marcus did.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. Well, the text line's coming after you.
It's been it all on me.
Nick, water has chlorine in it.
Fluoride.
Yeah, not fluoride. Yeah.
Fluoride, people. It's clogging up your pineal gland.
Uh-huh. Stop sure.
Fluoride.
Really?
Filled water. Yes.
I don't have a prediction for tonight. I just want to see some.
Fluoride disrupts your third eye.
You know it's hell tonight.
Your third eye is the pineal gland.
Wait, how do you say it? Pineal or pineal?
Doesn't matter if you know what
I'm It's the little one right in the middle that controls your sex drive, right? Like, seriously. Like, among other things, I'm not doing this for yuck yucks. Like,
that's your pituitary.
What's the pineal do?
Well, it's a pineal.
I can't hear you anymore.
Steve, ask Marcus the what the pineal does.
Pineal comes from?
Pineal.
The shape of pine cones.
Marcus, Nick wants to know what the pineal does.
The pineal. Potato, potato.
Source of life.
Let's call the whole thing off.
The source of life. All right. Well, that was fun.
Well, call somebody, tell them our microphones, as long as our microphones fall apart the entire time, this is how the show's going to sound.
It's awesome. Okay.
I should have left early.
I agree.
As soon as the microphone went out, should have just packed up and left.
Been gone. See ya. All right. Well, I'm going to do 30 minutes with Nick over here.
Yay.
Yep. So if you want to tune over to that.
You feel like making a quick trip?
Yeah, we'll see if they can redeem themselves.
Why don't you make two trips? Because I have Qdoba.
You ordered?
I already Qdoba. I'm kidding.
No, actually, no. Kidding. Seriously, no. We have a. I seriously have so many spots I got to clear. So okay. This is actually a pretty long break.
It's awesome.
I think I can do it in 8 minutes.
You going to the game tonight?
Absolutely. And if you go, do a little pregame.
I'll be there. I'm there tonight. Yeah, I'm there tonight. So it'll be fun.
Ooh, I might go.
Thank you, Nikki.
Too. No problem. Thanks, guys.
Yep, I will be there tonight.
So seriously, what's the pineal gland do?
I don't know if the music.
We'll talk about that on the V Show.
939 DeVille.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.